Layla first started out when I was a teenager as a superhero. My parents were going through a divorce, and I wanted a way to kind of escape that. So I read comics all the time. So she started as a character called Glowstar, actually, and didn't really – she kind of looked this way, but a little bit more fantastical. And then as I started getting older and started thinking, well, you know, superheroes need a backstory – I started making up this whole new race of people, and then other races started coming out too. And then her story just changed, and it became more fantastical. And I started doing more research on fantasy and stuff, and it just evolved from there.
Do you remember a moment when you decided this is going to be a book? I'm going in this, I'm committing to this.
2005. I just graduated from college, and I have been telling this story to my husband for years, working it off of him. And when I graduated, he finally looked at me and said, please write it down. I'm tired of hearing about it. Just write it down. And so it took me the first year, because I'm still working, of course, just doing the research for it and getting all my characters. Got this really great book on like 10,000 names from around the world and their meanings, because I really wanted their names not just to be a name, but have a meaning behind it.
Layla is 13.
Yes.
What were you like at 13?
A bookworm, definitely. I was a teacher's pet. Soft-spoken, very shy. Definitely not outgoing. I don't believe I would have been able to do at 13 what she is having to do, and step up as the leader of these people. And, yeah, I definitely wouldn't have been able to do what Layla is doing in this book at her age.
You've known this character a long time.
A very long time.
Do you feel like, I mean, it's obviously that Layla does not exist in reality, but does it feel like she does sometimes?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. And sometimes I've gotten looks as I'm walking down the street, and I'm doing to make the dialogue right and to make it sound like this is real, I will do scenes in my head and do the dialogue out, and people are like looking at me like, I'm sorry, I'm just doing something in my head. Because even though it is fantasy, I like it to be kind of believable.
You've had this character in your head since you were a teenager. You've had this idea in the works, at least in commitment, for 7 years. You are now sitting in front of a copy of your book. What's it like to have it be a physical object now?
To see it in your hand. I mean, I self-published this through Amazon, because I sent my letter out 7-8 different people, editors and publishers, and they told me it wasn't commercial enough.
What does that mean?
Not selling enough. I mean, it's not in vogue right now, is basically what they told me. It doesn't deal with vampires or whatever what seems in vogue right now. So that's what they told me. And I was like, you know what? And I felt crushed. Every letter I got would just make me cry. Because I'm like, is this not good enough? And am I putting all this effort into this book and it's just not good enough? And I said, no, I believe in this book. I really do. And I got a professional editor to edit it. I just don't imagine seeing it in your hand and how heavy. I mean, it's hard to describe the feeling of it actually being out there and kids can enjoy it. And that was one of my main reasons for writing it, is to get kids to want to read. And when I've got kids coming up to me that, because I've taught them and I know they don't really like to read, come up to me and say, when is your book coming out? I want to read it so bad. It makes me feel so good that I'm getting them to open up a book and want to read.